Winter benefits from these matches too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police have apprehended a murder suspect that was holed up in a Trenton, New Jersey home for hours. This after he allegedly fatally shot three people, including family members, in suburban Philadelphia today. This morning's shooting forced the cancellation of a St. Patrick's Day parade. Sean Murphy, who lives near one of the shooting sites.
We were about to go to the parade, and I saw all the cops up the street here, and they had the road blocked off, and all the neighbors were outside. Wondering what was going on, and then we got a notice on our phone about shelter in place.
A manhunt for the suspect in two murders in two completely different regions of the country. The shooting death of a New Mexico state police officer is connected to the discovery of a woman's body in South Carolina. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approving plans to invade the city of Rafah amid crucial ceasefire talks. President Biden calling the offensive a possible red line if Israel doesn't protect the Palestinians sheltering there. This is ABC News. St. Patrick's Day weekend celebrations across the country and another parade in New York City open to a larger group of marchers. ABC's Brian Clark has more from New York.
LGBTQ groups have fought to be included in this city's St. Patrick's Day parades.
We've just wanted to participate like any other organization, celebrate our Irish heritage, and walk down Forest Avenue with our banner.
Carol Bullock's with the Pride Center of Staten Island, the city's only borough that did not allow gay marchers until now. Mayor Eric Adams is expected to attend Sunday's parade as city leaders have long boycotted Staten Island's parades. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Measles marking a milestone. Federal health officials reporting cases this year already tie the number reported for all of last year. The U.S. losing ground to the highly contagious disease declared eradicated in the country 24 years ago. Vaccine hesitancy contributing to the resurgence. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and colder, low of 24. Northwest winds at 10 to 18. Sunday, variable clouds, breezy and chilly, a high of 37. And Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, still cool, with a high of 38. Today, our temperature got as high as 50 degrees. That was earlier today during the late morning. We are down from that with sunshine. It is 48 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. A Wisconsin crime alert was issued earlier by the Crawford County Sheriff's Department for a missing girl. Isabella Vandenberg, 13, of Mount Sterling, was last seen by family Monday night at 7. Isabella is a white female, 5 foot 4 inches, 120 pounds, with straight, shoulder-length blonde hair and hazel eyes. If you see Isabella, call the Crawford County Sheriff's Office at 608-326-8414. With no significant rainfall across much of the state expected over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking you to avoid burning due to elevated fire danger. Some locations in northern Wisconsin have now gone over 30 days without precipitation. A combined lack of rainfall, low humidity, and breezy conditions significantly increase fire danger. The forecast includes an upcoming cold front that is predicted to bring wind gusts over 30 miles per hour, more during the night tonight. Due to the forecasted conditions, the National Weather Service is predicting elevated fire weather concerns this weekend into early next week. On windy, dry days, embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily escape control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. The DNR has already responded to over 80 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning 182 acres, bringing the yearly total to 244 fires, burning over 500 acres. The majority of these recent wildfires have been related to debris burning. If you plan to spend some time outside this weekend, the DNR asks you to avoid all outdoor burning, including debris burning, and limiting the use of campfires and bonfires. Be sure to discard hot ashes from wood stoves or fireplaces in a metal container until cold. Outdoor enthusiasts should also use caution with any off-road vehicles or equipment that can create a spark or start a fire. Due to current and forecasted conditions, the DNR is suspending annual burn permits in DNR protection areas across the northern two-thirds of the state. Always check before you burn. Remember, fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde pledges in a new campaign ad to donate his salary to charity if elected. The move comes as Democrats try to paint the California bank owner as an out-of-touch multimillionaire. Hovde has suggested he will spend as much as $20 million of his own money in the race to defeat Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. The race is one of a few that could determine if Democrats maintain majority control of the Senate. Hovde promises in the ad to give his entire $174,000 taxpayer-funded salary to a Wisconsin charity every year. The River Valley Players production of the musical A Year with Frog and Toad will take the stage tonight at 7 at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. The production is based on Arnold Lobel's story of beloved best friends Frog and Toad. Cast members are made up of community members and students who will be performing as a wide variety of creatures. If you are not able to attend the production of A Year with Frog and Toad, additional performances will be held Sunday afternoon at 2 and again next weekend. Performance will return Friday and Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd at 7, and next Sunday, March 24th at 2, at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Cost of admission is $15 for those 12 and older and $10 for children. Tickets can be purchased in advance at Century 21 or online at rivervalleyplayers.org. The Ithaca Lions Club is holding a pancake breakfast fundraiser for Arlene Elvin tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Cost of the meal is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and preschoolers eat for free. The meal includes pancakes, ham, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and white or chocolate milk. There will also be a bake sale and a silent auction. Proceeds will help with Arlene's medical expenses for her cancer treatments. March is National Social Worker Month. It's their job to empower others. But social workers say it's also important to empower themselves. Sierra McNeil is with the National Association of Social Workers.
I think it's important to look inside and see how I can be the best social worker that I can be. But don't forget, we do this work because we want to empower our communities.
One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity. Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is ending spring thaw and Class 2 road restrictions for the majority of Wisconsin, including Zone 2 through Zone 5, Monday morning at 12:01. Zones 3 and 4 covers all of southwest Wisconsin. The restrictions remain in place for far northern Wisconsin until meltwater drains sufficiently. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks,
during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. More information regarding frozen road declarations, Class 2 roadways, and roadway postings can be found on Wisconsin DOT's website. Further information can be found online for divisible load permits and non-divisible load permits. County highways, town roads, city and village streets, weight restrictions are up to local units of government. It's Red Cross Month. The Red Cross celebrates the volunteers and blood and platelet donors who are critical to ensuring those in need receiving relief and care. You are urged to donate blood or platelets now to continue to strengthen the national blood supply. All blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospitals can meet the daily demand for life-saving transfusions. Three blood drives are coming up in the area this week. The first will be Monday from 9 until 2 at Baraboo High School. The second will be held Tuesday from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. The third blood drive will be held on Wednesday from 8:30 until 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. To make an appointment to give at any of these blood drives or any blood drive, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Here are today's vital statistics. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center, died March 6th after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion in Richland Center Monday from 2 until 5. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the service time at 11. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. And Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the service time at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. It's been a windy one today, and you're probably wondering why. Well, a strong low-pressure system has been moving across Canada, bordering Minnesota, and across Lake Superior, and even as it's so far away, it's still bringing these strong winds that are whipping up to 35 miles per hour. And yes, blasting us with a cold front. So as highs tap near 50 degrees today and falling through the 40s tonight, we will crash below freezing to the low 20s early tomorrow morning as some of those clouds start to clear away and winds continue to be feisty, still gusting up to 20 miles per hour tomorrow. Under a mix of sun and clouds and chilly temperatures, this high struggle to get above freezing and tap the mid-30s. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be feeling more like the 20s. So after we bust out the jackets tomorrow, we'll continue to probably use them on Monday as well, as winds stay feisty and highs still sit just a touch below average into the upper 30s. To start the work week off, it will be sunny to start, becoming partly cloudy by the afternoon. We'll put that on repeat for Tuesday under partly sunny skies and somewhat warmer. Highs try to rebound to near 50 once again. But don't get your hopes up. Wednesday, we fall 10 degrees to the low 40s. But it will be a very pleasant day with a good amount of sunshine out there. This all ahead of our next storm chances on Thursday. Clouds will start to increase throughout the day as temperatures hit the upper 30s and light rain and snow showers push in by the evening. We could even see some accumulations by Friday morning before the storm kicks on out of here. And I will say there are a couple more shots later on. Could bring some accumulating snowfall, so don't pack those coats away just yet or bury the shovels too far in those garages or sheds. But I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend and having a super Saturday. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day and a wonderful evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 48 and partly sunny right now. Yesterday's high was 57. The morning low today was 41 degrees. Today's high was 50 degrees. We set that just after 10 o'clock this morning. The record high, 79 in 2012, March 16th of 1870, a record low for Richland Center, 8 below zero. Last year's high was 45 and the low 32. Sunset will occur at 9 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 7:11 tomorrow morning. Southwest winds are at 7 to 10 miles per hour. The barometer is at 2971. No precipitation today. Again, right now in Richland Center, we're at 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to
to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Today, the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament. Division 5 was a very good game. It was an 81-75 victory for Columbus Catholic. The Division 4 title was another one that will go down in for the ages. Mineral Point has had an exciting tournament. The Pointers survived being hunted in today's state semifinal game. It was the same thing, although the shoe was on the other foot. Mineral Point came back from 8 points down in the final 69 seconds. Today, Kenosha St. Joseph came back and took a lead. They led for only 12 seconds as they hit a basket with 13 seconds left to go up 64-63 at the end of a 14-2 run. Mineral Point then came back as they were able to get a three-point shot that missed. Sophomore Drew Asherman providing the unforgettable moment on a putback by Jackson Wenhouse. That is after Jackson Wenhouse's missed three-pointer with 1 second remaining. The putback basket gave the Pointers the lead and the eventual win. Mineral Point set a Division IV record with 15 three-pointers in today's championship, two more than Roncalli hit in a 2018 tournament game. Mineral Point's 24 threes in two state games also set a Division IV record. Wendhausen with 20 points, leading Mineral Point, which claimed its first championship in its fifth appearance at the tournament. It had placed second in 1974 Class C and 2015 Division IV. Also, Landon Thousand added 15 points, Eli Lindsay at 12, and Alex Ross 11 in the win. Games going on tonight in Division II. The championship final will pit Wisconsin Lutheran versus Pewaukee. And tonight, Arrowhead plays Marquette for the Division I title game. Last night, it was certainly a very exciting win for Marquette in that quadruple overtime game. That final score was a 99-95 victory, that is, for Arrowhead last night. Kettle Moraine and Marquette locked up in a good one, with Marquette winning 67-60 in the semifinal on Friday night. Max Klesman made a runner in the lane with 4.8 seconds left in overtime, and Wisconsin beat Big Ten tournament top seed Purdue 76-75 today for a spot in the conference championship game. Klesman's clutch shot followed his teammate Chucky Hepburn's in regulation when Hepburn made a layup as time expired to force overtime. Hepburn finished with 22 points. A.J. Storr had 20 points, and Klesman had 12 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds for fifth-seeded Wisconsin. Zach Edey led Purdue with 28 points and 11 rebounds. Edey surpassed Rick Mount's school record of 2,323 career points with about 7 minutes remaining in the second half. Tomorrow's tip-off will be at 2:30. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE, FM 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCE.FM or on the Civic Media app. Pre-game will start at 1:30 tomorrow. Cam Jones scored 23 last night, and it was Marquette beating 7th seed Providence 79-68, withstanding a second-half surge by Devin Carter and advancing to the Big East Tournament Championship game for a second straight year. Michigan has fired their coach, Juwan Howard, after 5 seasons, parting ways with a former Fab Five star whose return to his alma mater included a Big Ten title and advancing in 2 NCAA tournament games before closing with 2 straight disappointing seasons. Howard finished with an 82-67 record with the Wolverines. The Big East Tournament will be held at Madison Square Garden through at least 2032, ensuring one of college basketball's most popular and storied events will take place at the world's most famous arena for 50 consecutive years. The 9 bowl subdivision conferences and Notre Dame have reached an agreement on a 6-year deal to continue the college football playoff through the 2031 season. The move establishes a revenue sharing plan and allows the CFP to finalize a new media rights agreement. The last time the Packers were players in high-stakes NFL free agency was 2019, with general manager Brian Gutekunst signing four starters. The team reached NFC Championship games in 2019 and 2020 and posted three consecutive 13-win seasons. In free agency this week, Gutekunst made safety Xavier McKinney and running back Josh Jacobs among the four highest-paid players at their positions. While money talks, the ability to join a potential Super Bowl contender was the draw, both players said at Lambeau Field on Friday. Defensive lineman Aaron Donald has announced his retirement after a standout 10-year career with the Rams. The three-time AP NFL Defensive Player of the Year made his surprising announcement on social media. Donald spent his entire career with the Rams, who drafted him in the first round in 2014. He was selected to 10 Pro Bowls and 8 All-Pro first teams. Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani says the upcoming Major League Baseball season opener with the Padres in Seoul will provide great memories for him and his wife. The 29-year-old player spoke to media at a packed press conference room a day after he arrived with his wife, Mamiko, a former professional basketball player. The Dodgers-Padres games on March 20th and 21st will be Ohtani's debut with the Dodgers. Jim McAndrew, who lost his Major League debut to Bob Gibson in the 1968 spot start for the Mets when Nolan Ryan was called away to military duty, then beat Steve Carlton a month later for his first win, has died. He was 80, a right-hander at the back end of the Mets rotation from 1968 through 1973. And speaking of baseball, the Brewers playing split squad action today. They were winners by a score of 5-1 over the Rangers and also currently lead 10-4 over the Oakland Athletics. That's an update on sports this afternoon. I'm Phil Nee.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. Our Retro Saturday continues with the Backtracking Show. That is next, and it is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com, or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. We have a tremendous show lined up for you. Well, at least I think so, anyway. The 70s and 80s coming to life again with some news makers and shakers from this week. Let's check out the chart to kick it off in 1988. It was a hot record in March of that year for Exposé. Expose, big record in 1988, in March of that year. Let's backtrack, because that's what we do, to 1980 in March. A debut single by the American singer-songwriter Christopher Cross as the lead single from his Grammy-winning 1979 self-titled debut album. Time to ride like the wind on the Backtracking Show. We'll be right back. Hope you're having a great weekend. The Backtracking Show, taking you back to a weekend in your life. And a brand new one that came out in 1982, in March of that year, from a former member of a group called Radio. He went on to have a couple of the biggest hits of the 1980s out on his own. Released as a single in March of 1982, Ray Parker Jr.'s The Other Woman got a lot of airplay. Making news this week in history, 1999, the Recording Industry Association of America gave out its first set of Diamond Awards for sales over 10 million units in the U.S. 61 albums and one single qualified. At the top of the list was the Eagles' Greatest Hits. With over 25 million copies, it would sell another million by the end of the year, and I'm sure it's still selling well today. From the Eagles' Greatest Hits set, here is Peaceful Easy Feeling.
'cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground. Found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul. Oh, but she can't take you anyway. You don't already know how to go. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground.
Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt, but it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
We hope you're having a great Saturday in southwest Wisconsin. Tonight's forecast calls for a low of 24. It's a beautiful 49 degrees, as long as you're out of the wind. Right now at WRCO, we're going to turn it back to the Backtrack and Shows. Our Retro Saturday continues. It is sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. The Backtracking Show from WRCO Radio comes your way tonight. It was on this day in 1978 when Jimmy Buffett released his eighth studio album, Son of a Sailor. The LP would reach number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Backtracking WRCO. And soaking up rays, but at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat, not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise, heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Heard about the old time sailor men. They eat the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread, they said, could raise a dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at a Holiday Inn. Times have changed for sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that America creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger in
remembering Jimmy Buffett and his album Son of a Sailor. Well, it was on this day in 2008 when 40-year-old Heather Mills was awarded about $47 million in U.S. dollars in her divorce settlement from 65-year-old Paul McCartney. The amount was substantially more than Paul offered, but also was a fraction of what she was seeking. The court also ruled the couple's 4-year-old daughter, Beatrice, should receive $70,000 per year. On top of that, McCartney had to pay for the child's nanny and school fees. Well, of course, he could afford it, but that was a big chunk of change, no doubt about it. Backtracking on WRCO with Mecca and Wings.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for WRCO's Backtrack and Show. That was Paul McCartney with Wings. The best of the 70s and 80s comes your way between 5:30 and 6 every Saturday on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. And now stay tuned for Those Were the Days coming up real soon.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate.